a rocher is tumeya. It could be mekabel tumeya. It's called a kli mishum shloshe kelim. There are three parts to this grinder, and each part by itself could be mekabel tumeya. Mishum kli kibul. One part of the kli kibul it receives things. Or mishum kli matkis. One part of the grinder is made out of metal, so a metal doesn't have to have a base kibul, even though it's a flat piece of metal. It's mekabel tumeya. Or mishum kli kavra. Another part of it is the sieve. Because of the sieve, it's also roit lekabel tumeya. Rashi says, "Tumeya mishum shloshe kelim mekabelus tumah al shem shloshe kelim lafkimino dinami also chad shumamino." If one kli goes away, is broken. Tumeya mishum idach. So because of the other two kelim, it can still be mekabel tumah. Mor says Tana, "Tachtoina mishum kli kibul." The bottom part of the grinder, that's the part that receives the pepper. That's called the base kibul. So even though it's made out of wood, still it's mekabel tumah because it's called a kli which has the base kibul. It could receive the peppers. Emtsoyis, the middle part of the grinder, mishum kli kavra. In the middle part, you have a sieve that lets only the good particles go down. So that's called also rachas mishum kli kibul, that's kliyes. And this middle part, the sieve, is also rachas the kliyes. Le metam adyen kibul kibul, chom gozu tum ala kavra mishum orang. Interesting. Rachas says, even though a sieve, it's made out of wood. So usually a wooden kli is only mekabel tumah if it has a base kibul. It has to receive something. Now a sieve, we know, can't receive anything. It's full of holes. So Rashi says, "Midirabbanan though it's mekabel tumah mishum orin." Of course, it looks like a woven beged. As long as it looks like a woven beged, that's why it's mekabel tumah, even if it's made out of wood. And al yoyna, the top part of the grinder, that's mishum kli matchis. As the actual blades on top, that's made out of metal. So even though it's not a kli kibul, still it's mekabel tumah. Because the metal kli is mekabel tumah. Right. Agolo shel cotton. If you have a small wagon, a wagon that a kid plays with, is tumeya medras. Since the kid sits on the wagon, if the kid has tumas zav on him, so the kid is matama the wagon, turns tumas medras. He's sitting on top of it. Trash shoshin lischoik. They play with it. B'yeshev aleh. They sit on top of it. He moves around, he's on it. The matama medras. Imatinik zav. Nasir saw agola avatuma. If the tinik saw zav, he's an avatuma, the kid. So now the zav makes another avatuma by medris. The miyuchod yeshiva, the chiddush is this wagon is called set aside to sit on. So a same cotton lay, the cotton like rides on it. Nimtzishim miyuchedes leil yeshiva. So therefore it has tumas medris on it. Right? For they tell us the Shabbos, it's not called muks, it's called a toy. So you're allowed to move it around on Shabbos. It has a kli. A toy is called a kli. You're not allowed to drag it along. Elo agabe kelim. Only on top of kelim. So Drashi on Shabbos, you can't drag it along the ground, only if it has kelim underneath it. Agabe begodim. Mifnei shoyse charitz pekakos. It has vice sharp legs to it, and it'll make a hole in the ground. V'choy v'chay mishum chorish. And if you make a hole, you make a plow, you're like plowing the ground, that's a mloch of chorish. Therefore, we're not allowed to drag it along the ground on Shabbos, unless there are clothing underneath its legs. We have Yehudu Oimer, Kol HaKelim Ein Negrorim. Any kli you're not allowed to drag along on Shabbos on the floor. Chutz Min Agolo. Just the opposite. Agolo wagon, or maybe a different type of Agolo, regular wagon, that has wheels, that you're allowed to drag along. Mevnei Shiv Kaveshes. Because that's not called making a charitz, it's not making a hole, it just, Kaveshes means it pushes it down. It just pushes the earth down, that's not called a charitz. It's not cool like you dug something. It's just for duresses. It pushes it down. That's not daimata charisha. Charisha, when you plow, means you uproot the ground. So usually when you put a piece of metal in the ground and drag it along, it uproots the ground. That's daimata charisha. That's called your plowing. But here a wheel, when it goes over the ground, it just presses down the ground. It doesn't move it anywhere. Just moving it down, that's not Dayma de Chemisha. That's mutter to do even on Shabbos. Mor says no. Agola shel cotton. If you have a kid's wagon, tumeya medrus. That if the kid is a zav and he's sitting on it now, it's mekabel tumas medrus. Because he's samech on it. So I don't know exactly what type of wagon this is. Lechur, it's pshita. A regular wagon that the kid sits on, that for sure is good. Could be it's another type of a wagon, something that, what do you call these, a hopstick like. You just have a stick. Now, top has a face, and the kid like sits on the stick a little bit. He jumps with the stick. Could be something like that. Now, sometimes the kid leans himself on it. What? Yeah. Yeah, that's what it could be. So the Rosh says, V'yayshev aleh. All right. All right. All right. Something. All right. Yeah. Don't make a difference. Yeah. Tamei medjus. So a samach aleh, he pushes his body on top of it. Therefore, it's called the yeshiva. It's called he's sitting on it. And there's tumas medjus. For the tell us for Shabbos, you let it move it around on Shabbos. Mushundi kateras kli aleh. It has the same kli on it. A kid's toy is called a kli. V'yayna nigreris. You now let it drag it along though. Only if it has clothing underneath it, like not to make a hole, not to be choifer, not like dig a hole when you drag it along the ground. Agave kelim in, agave karkaloi. You can only drag it along if it has kelim, clothing on the bottom of it. It's not going to make a scratch on the ground, but on the ground itself, it's also. My time, why can't you drag this along the ground? To cover the charitz. You're like making scratches in the ground, and that's like a chafira, that's like you're plowing the ground. Therefore, it's also to do on Shabbos or Yom Tov. The Churamani, who do you go like here? Rabbi Yehuda, it's called the Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Omar that says, Dover Sheinim Eskavinosa. Because here for sure that's not your intentions. Your intentions are dragging along this wagon is not to make the scratches in the ground. Your intentions is to move the wagon from here to there. Just Agav, when you're dragging along, it makes a charitz, it makes a scratch in the ground. And it doesn't always have to happen. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So this is really the Machloikis, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Shimon, this should be mutter, because you're not mischaven, that's not your intentions of making the scratch. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though it's not your intentions, but since that's what you're doing right now, you're dragging this wagon, and when you drag it, you cause a scratch in the ground, that's usur. So who are you telling me? Our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Rabbi Shimon, because if it goes according to Rabbi Shimon, for Omer Rabbi Shimon Shita is, Dover Sheinim Mischaven Mutter. Something you don't have intentions of doing the isur, you're intending to do something else. Your intentions here are just to drag the chair, to get the chair from one place to another place. You have no intentions of making the scratch in the ground. It so happens the scratch comes about. That's a double shame in the scalp, but it's mutter according to Rabbi Shimon. That's now we learned. We have a Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon says, Goyrer Odom Nita Kisa Vesasol. You're allowed to drag on Shabbos a chair, a bed, or a stool, or Bavachla Yischavin Lassas Charitz. As long as you don't have intentions of making a scratch in the ground, as long as it's not your intentions. Your intentions is only to get it from one place to another place. It's called a double shenim eskavon. That's mutter on Shabbos. So our Mishnah says it's usur, has to go according to Yehuda. So Gemara says in Amos Sefer, what does the Sefer of our Mishnah say? Rabbi Yehuda right there, Ein hakol negrol b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to drag anything on Shabbos. Chutz min agol. Only your wagon you're allowed to drag on Shabbos. Mevnei shikaveshes. Because the wheel doesn't really make a scratch in the ground. It just presses down the ground. It's only pressing the ground down. That's not Doimat HaChafira. That's not like plowing. So, Bavneshikaveshis in. Ava Charitz Loi Avda. But a Charitz doesn't do. So, Kuru the Kasher is, if the ratio goes according to Yehuda, what is the safest thing again of Yehuda? It's the same thing. Like, what do you have to say of Yehuda over? And more than that, the same two different halachas. First, Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not allowed to be gurur, the wagon. And at the end, Rabbi Yehuda says, you are allowed to be gurur, the agola. Like it's a stira. Okay, it's better. It's a stira in Rabbi Yehuda. At the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, you are allowed to drag a wagon. Because a wagon, all it does is only presses down the ground. That's not called making a scratch. It's not a chafira. And you tell him now, the ratio of the Mishnah says it's usur. So if you tell him now, the ratio goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, and it's a stira in Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Does Rabbi Yehuda hold you're allowed to drag a wagon or not drag a wagon? It's a stira in the Mishnah. So Gemara is true. Tre tanoi valibad Rabbi Yehuda. There are two tanoim like talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda. Each one said over different members in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Like the more they said this way, all machlokes started. Like two talmidim went to the shir, and vice versa, one of them didn't listen too good, and they came out. Each one said, "This is the way I heard the shir," and the other one said, "This is the way I heard the shir. I heard from Yehuda saying it's mutter, and he heard from Yehuda saying no, it's awesome." So it comes out two different tanoim said over two different pshatim alibad Rabbi Yehuda. So it's still not a stira, just two tanoim said over how they understood what the Yehuda meant to say. The one tanoim hold that the Yehuda hold, you are allowed to drag a wheel, because the wheel just presses down, doesn't really make a scratch. And the other tanoim, the Tanakama, Mishnah says, no, even a wheel is also wasa. That's also called making a charitz. That's also wasa according to Yehuda. The Meister wouldn't be no gay because we pass like Rav Shimon Shita. That a dove shein miskaven is mutter. So when I said about the wig and place piece out here, Agolah Shakot and Toys says, Pirish HaKuntri is Shakot and Yoshi B'Soichi. As Rashi learns, it's mamash a wagon that a kid sits and rides on. So Toys says, Kash of Lord Nira, Toys doesn't like this pshat. The Maika Mashmon, what's the Chiddush to him? Shito. Who ain't no chok li miyuchu godom is there. Of course it has Tumas Medrus. The kid mama sits on the wagon, for sure it's with Tumas, has Tumas Medrus. The Kach Nirli, the Hainu Kli, Shoyz Lektanim, Lislamit Lilach. He helps you walk along. It has like three legs to it. The kid holds on to it. And it goes in front of him. So some type of walking it is, a walking stick. So since the kid like leans on it, that's the Chiddush. Even though the kid really doesn't sit on top of it, he's only walking with it. But since when he's walking, he leans on it, throws his weight on it, that's also called the yeshiva. And therefore it has Tumas Medrash. That's the Chiddush, and that's called Tumas Medrash. Hadin Alecha or Yomtiv. So the Mishnah. Ein Tzodin Dogim in a Bavirin B'Yomtiv. You're not allowed to catch fish from a pond on Yomtiv. You have a fish pond. You can't catch the fish on Yomtiv. Rashi Ein Tzodin Dogim. So Rashi Shita is. Afagav de Shchita v'yafiyo bishol miyavas mulachasayim. For Huchu Otzorch Yomtiv. So Lechura, once you're allowed to do mulachas v'yichon nefesh, why can't you already catch the fish also? True, say the capturing is a malacha, but why isn't the mutter like cooking? Mishum diyevsho erev yomtiv. There it is, because you can't cook erev yomtiv. The food don't taste so good. The food tastes much better if you cook it first on yomtiv. Teshchita chayish lemichma bisra. If you shech the animal erev yomtiv, you're afraid the meat will rot away. Ten yitzcham ev yisriach, come a hatay, it'll be rot away. So therefore, you have a heter to shech and to bake and to cook on yomtiv, because the food tastes much better. Avot tzeda mashenkin to catch the fish, the malach of tzeda, efshal tzeda mabayjoyim. You could catch the fish before yomtiv. V'yinechen v'm tzedosayim, v'mayim. Ah, you're afraid it'll die and it won't taste so good. Kuzunte, naked in your bathtub. Fill up your bathtub with water and put the fish there. Let the fish live until Shabbos. And on Shabbos, you'll take them out of the water. V'loyomas l'mach yitlu, tomorrow you'll take them out. So stand if you're killing the fish, that's like a mutter to do on Yom Tov. You're allowed to kill the fish on Yom Tov, that's called Echad Nefesh. But to do the Maaseh Tzedek capturing him, that's also Rashi Shita is, because you could do it on Erev Yom Tov. That's Rashi's Chiddush. Even a Melech of Echad Nefesh, if you could do it Erev Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. That's Rashi Shita. The Loch has brought down the Loch of the Shita also, that if you could cook food on Erev Yom Tov, and the food would taste just as good as it would taste on Yom Tov, certain food, the mice, it tastes better. If it was cooked a few days ago, it tastes better a few days later. Such a type of a food, you talk, not allowed to cook on Yom Tov. Look at Chila, because of Rashi Shita. Since you could have cooked it Erev Yom Tov, you have no right to do it on Yom Tov. The only cooking you're allowed to do on Yom Tov, because usually our cooking tastes better, fresh kugel tastes better. So you're allowed to make the kugel, the fresh bread, fresh cake tastes better, you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. But something that would taste better yesterday, Rashi Shita is that it's Tosis doesn't like this pshat. Tosis says, "Pirush Rashi, Afagav Yechon Nefesh Mutah Hanod Afku Goin Bishol. You couldn't do it every Yom Tov." So Tosis doesn't like this pshat. Tosis says, "Avada on Yechon Nefesh itself, there's no difference whether you could do it every Yom Tov or not." There's a blind hero. Can a forest brush mechultin? Gav Zera Shemitlish. The Ein Lachalik B'Yechon Nefesh Be'Nefesh La'Sles Me'Av Yom Tov V'Loy Efsha El Dafku Machshirin. Only by a hechsher to fix up the knife, then there's a chilik. But on Yechon Nefesh itself, any type of cooking is mutter, even though you could have done it yesterday. So therefore, Toys explains, why can't you capture then fish on Yom Tov? Why isn't that called Echad Nefesh? So Toys says, Meshum Nadama L'Ktzira. Toys says, it's Daima to the Melacha of Ktzira. The Melacha of Ktzira, we spoke out, is also you can't cut off fruit on Yom Tov. So we spoke out once, the Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim learn it's also Mediraisa. It's only from the Melacha Lish of the Elach that it's mutter. And some Hashem learned, no, Mediraisa, all the Melachas are mutter, the Tzorach Eichel. Mediraisa, that was also. And the Svar is that these Melachas of Tzira, cutting off, usually do a lot at one time. So it's called the Melachas Avoid. It's not called done. For Yom Tov, it's called you do it, you harvest for the whole year. You harvest the crop. So it looks like you're doing work, not for Yom Tov, that's why it's also. You can't cut off the Tfuah, you can't grind the meh, you can't grind the wheat, because usually you grind a lot at a time. So Master Tais is saying, who are then going fishing? Fishing, a fisherman usually catches a lot of fish at one time. So therefore it's daima tiktira, that's why it's also midirabonim and also midiraisa. But it's not so shver rashi, chura to shver pshat. Because this time, Mektsira, when you cut off fruit, we said, usually the minig is you cut off the whole tree at one time. So there it looks like you're doing something for the rest of the year. That's why it's asa. But the chur fishing, why can't people go to fish? A guy wants to catch one fish to cover yontif. It's yontif in the morning now. He has no fish. So I go out to the river there, and I take my fishing rod, and I go fishing. What's wrong? Who says it looks like you're fishing, you know, for the whole year? Fakir, the guy fish, usually only catches one fish at a time anyway. So all right, Toys is traveled a little bit shrelich. But that's where Toys learns, though. It's also because it looks like ksiva. Right, the Rakol Purim Mishnah says you're not allowed to capture a fish on Yom Tov. You can't put food in front of the fish either on Yom Tov. So Rashi learns, lefnei adogim, because the afilu man diyom and nefesh beim u'mashmer that you do molocha for an animal, ha'anemila the mezonos nalecha. Only such animals, domestic animals, that's up to you to feed. They come to you to feed them, you're allowed to feed them. Avol dogim, but fish, efshalem b'lei mezonos. They don't need you, they can take care of themselves. Shem eichlem shroshi asovim v'karka v'godl eichlem asakotim. They're self-sufficient to take care of themselves. Either they eat the grass, or they eat the ground, or else if they come worse, the big will eat a small one. But I call upon them, they take care of themselves. Therefore, it's not on you to feed your fish. You're not allowed to feed your fish on Yom Tov. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos doesn't like this pshat, and Tosfos says the chiluk is it's a gzera, maybe you come to capture it. There is something that's also to make it seda, something you can't capture, you're not allowed to feed him because we're afraid by feeding him, you come to capture him. That's why it's also. Weiter. Avol tzodin chayif yoif min avivrin. But if you have a chaya, wild animal, or oif, a bird, in a beaver, in a pond, or here a beaver, mustamis, in their corral, in their house, that's already vice that's already called caught from before Yom Tov. So you're allowed to just pick it up on Yom Tov. In other words, it's not called a maisa tzeda. It's not called you capturing it now. Therefore, if they're in their corral already, there's no wisit seder, you're allowed to feed them. The way Tosfos learned, the way Rashi learned is also good. Animals need you to feed them, you're allowed to feed them on Yom Tov. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel there, loikol abariv and shoven. Not all the ponds or all the corrals are shoven. Their cloud, this is the cloud for everything. Now they're all merged to the same thing. If you have the animal in a small room, that all you have to do is just grab him, that's called he's already captured before Yom Tov. Then you're allowed to pull him out of the corral on Yom Tov. The question is, what's called before Yom Tov? He's in a small enough corral to give him a shame that he's caught already. And therefore, on Yom Tov, you can take him out. Hey, it's a fish. If it's in a big pond, you can't just get out the fish. You have to go to capture him. You have to have a net or a fishing rod. So that's called the Maisa Tzeda. An animal, though, you can just grab him. So Rabbi Yishim Gamliel says it depends. Not all ponds or all corrals are the same. This is the cloud. Called a Machus Tzeda. Anytime the pond or the corral is very big, and you can't